Good morning. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Listen carefully for something being spoken into your life and your heart on this Easter day. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. It seems so odd to be here without you on this Easter Sunday. But unfortunately, that's what we need to be doing right now in order to care for one another during these uncertain times. So in an effort to bring a little bit of normalcy to our Easter celebration, our bishop, Hope Morgan Ward, has invited us and all the United Methodist churches in Eastern North Carolina to join her for worship this morning. And that service will be available to you online at both 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. today. And you can find the service at live.nccumc.org. Well, in the hope that you'll be part of that special service, and knowing that you will be hearing an outstanding sermon from our bishop, I won't keep you long with this message, but I do want to share a few thoughts with you on this Easter Sunday, this most holy day in our year. You know, it is Easter, friends. And as often the case, it is also April. And it is this combo that makes for the perfect storm. You see, for many folks, the message of Easter just seems to be a big joke, right? You know, the greatest April Fool's prank of all time. "Hey, he's gone. He's gone. He's not here." No, just kidding. April Fool's. Come on. Come on. You know, it kind of feels like that now. It kind of feels like being trapped inside an April Fool's prank, I think. You know, doesn't it seem that way? I want to say, come on, just let me in on it. You know, let me know it's all a hoax and we can just go back the way things were just a couple months ago. That would be nice, right? Sure. Anyway, "Friends, you've been had," they said to those first disciples. "It's ridiculous. It's silly," they charge. "You're an April Fool. You know, the empty tomb, the risen Christ, the he's not here proclamation. Come on, it was just a joke. Get over it. Get over it." You know, some pranks are pretty good. Some we even fall for. But you know, others, maybe even most, aren't even that believable in the first place. Usually there's something that gives it all away. Some major blunder in the setup maybe, or maybe an inappropriate smile or smirk that reveals the scheme. You know, friends, they were right. Those early critics. Easter was the perfect April Fool's stunt. But unfortunately for them, they got things mixed up just a little bit. You see, the Easter joke was not that we were expecting him to be here and he's not, as in, "Do not be alarmed, you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified, he is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him." In other words, he's gone. No, that's not the joke. The Easter joke was that he's really here. But we were hoping he was gone. Now just let that sink in for a second. Now the problem with this joke is that we just couldn't pull it off. Okay? You know why? Because someone saw him. Someone saw him. He was spotted 2,000 years ago, and he's been spotted periodically ever since. In other words, you blew the surprise. You blew it. You gave it away. He's not gone. You know, I saw some of you were making masks, you know, making these protective masks for folks. And you might have gotten away with it, but you know what happened? We got a thank you note from a local nursing home that they were so grateful for your gift. And Mike Della Rosa might have gotten away with it, but he was seen at the food bank last week. And one of you could have gotten away with it, but you called me. And you have to ask if you can make a special donation to the discretionary fund to help a neighbor in need. And some of you might have gotten away with it, but you brought bags and bags of clothes within hours of an appeal to assist one of our own here at the church who just needs to catch a break right now. And of course, you could have gotten away with it, but you keep calling and calling and wanting to extend yourself and your resources to others. Friends, you can't keep a straight face. Why? Because he's not dead. Come on, don't fall for that. We are the body of Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed. You know, it seems like forever ago, but it's only been, I think, about 4 years since Chris Barrett, Reverend Chris Barrett, a clergy colleague of mine from South Carolina and a very dear friend of our own Talmadge and Beverly Skinner, it's been about 4 years since he passed away, and he was a very young man. And just prior to his death, he wrote these words about Easter. And I've shared them with you before, but they're so beautiful that we just need to hear them again. Chris writes, "The God we try to nail down is loose. The God we thought could be contained breaks every limit we seek to set. The God we understood to be present in one holy place has chosen instead to flood the world with holy presence. God is moving out of the temple, and we are the temples God is moving into. We are where God's Spirit comes to rest, but not only to rest. Within us, God stirs, God meddles, God provokes, God comforts, God embraces, God forgives. Like the farmer in Jesus' parable who tosses seed indiscriminately, this way and that, God's Spirit cascades out of the temple enclosure, determined to find new places to take root and to grow. And we become the repositories of God's self-scattering." Friends, today is Easter, and I want to thank you for always being a repository of God's self-scattering in this part of the world. You know, through you, light is breaking into the darkness that surrounds us. And this light that you extend offers the hope of Easter. It offers the hope of resurrection. So thank you. Thank you once again for giving the joke away. Surprise! He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter. Thanks be to God. Amen.